Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Siyahlangana kwezekuseni mthwaka zomuhle ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 2 kumpalakazi 2022. Igama lami nguNtungamile Nkomo. Ezihamba phambili. Ikhomishini ebona ngokuqhutsha kokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Commission isihudulelwe emthethwandaba. Phezu kokwala kwayo ukwethula uluhlu lwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota olwe-electronic voters roll. Umongameli wele South Africa uMnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa ubikwa esesimeni yesibi ngemva kokufunyanwa elicala elokwehluleka ukuphatha kuhle udaba lokutshontshwa kwemali eplazini lakhe engena ku-$4 million. Kwezemidlalo abasekeli beGermany basele bewisa izimathonsi ngemva kokukhahlelelwa phandle kweqembu labo kwimidlalo yeWorld Cup. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umongameli wakwele South Africa uMnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa uphakathi kokuqhoba amathambo engqondo ngela kusasa lakhe ngemva kokufunyanwa elicala lokungaphathi kuhle udaba lokutshontshwa kwemali engena kuzigidi zamadola emelika ezine i-$4 million eplazini lakhe lephalaphala. Lokhu kuvezwe yi-ofisi yakhe izolo. Iqula elakhethwa ngusomlomo edale lephalamende ukuthi licubungule lolu daba lethu le impumela yalo izolo ekhomba ukuthi umongameli Ramaphosa engaba wephula umthetho ngokwehluleka ukumangala lolu daba emapholiseni kanye lokucela umongameli wakwele Namibia ukuthi ancedise ekuthungatheni ababetshontshe imali yakhe. Inkokheli yebandla elibusayo kwele South Africa ele ANC ithi izahlangana phezu kwalolu daba namuhla. Abanye bathi uRamaphosa ulakho ukwazisa ukuthi usetshiya umsebenzi.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
Ikhomishini ebona ngokuqhutsha kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission isihudulelwe emthethwandaba weHigh Court inhlanganiso ezimeleyo eProject 4263 phezu kokwala kwayo ukuveza uluhlu lwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota olugcinwa kumitshina yamakhompyutha olwe-electronic voters roll. Amagqwetha eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ayiwo amela linhlanganiso afikise udaba loluyenkantolo izolo. Umqondisi weProject 4263 uMnumzana Youngerson Mathethe uthi bathethe lelinyathelo ngemva kokuzama kanengi ukuthi iZEC ibatholise ivoters roll kodwa isala. Ngeviki ephelileyo umeli weHarare North edalele ephalamende uMnumzana Alan Norman McCann olilunga lebandla le-CCC laye uvule icala ebophisa ikhomishini le phezu kodaba olufanayo. IZEC ithi kayila electronic voters roll. Ithi abafuna uluhlu lolu kumele bathenge ivoters roll edindwe emaphepheni. Yona ethi ibiza inkulungwane zamadola aseMelika ezingamakhulu phose amabili $187,000 ugwalo lunye. Kodwa abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kanye labamabandla aphikisayo bakhuza umhlola phezu kwalimbhadalo besithi iningi kakhulu. Ngenyanga edluleyo enye yalezi nhlanganiso e-Election Resource Center imangalele iZEC e-High Court isithi ifuna yehlise lintengo. unobhala jikelele we-United Nations umnumzana Antonio Guterres uthi ukuguquka komkhathi izimpi kanye lokoma kwempilo ngenxa yobuyanga ngokunye kwempangela zokuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazana emhlabeni jikelele. UGuterres wethule amazwi la enkundleni yeTwitter enanza umkhankaso we-16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence. Lo mkhankaso uqale ukunanzwa mhlaka-25 kuLwezi emhlabeni jikelele ngenjongo yokuqeda udlakela oluqondiswe kubomama labantwana njalo uphela mhlaka-10 kulinyanga. Namuhla inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abesifazana eVeritas Women ithi inxusa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezifisa ukuphatheka kumkhankaso lo ukuthi zivunule impahla eziluhlaza okwesibhakabhaka. Ithi njalo kuza kuba lombuthano esibhedlela seHopley eHarare lapho kuzakhulunyiswana khona ngokuvikela abantwana kubadlwenguli. Sixoxele siphathamandla salinhlanganiso unkosikazi Laina Ndiweni.
IVeritas Women luhlelo oluqondane lokuphakamisa amalungelo, imithetho lenhlalakahle yabantu besifazane. Ngosuku lwesibili olukampalakazi, iVeritas ihlanganela nomhlaba wonke jikelele ekukhankaseni insuku ezilitshumi nasithupha ezokulwa nodlame lokuhlukunyezwa kwabantu besifazane. Ikhankasa ngokugqoka impahla ezilombala oluhlaza okwesibhakabhaka.
Luzabe luqhutshelwa ngaphi lolu hlelo?
Sizaliqhuba esigodlweni esikhulu seHarare esibhedlela seHopley. Ngalolu hlelo sijonge ukuxoxisana nokulimukisa abesifazane ngemithetho, udlame kanye nenhlalakahle yabo. Silokukhathazeka okukhulu kakhulu ukuhlukunyezwa kwamankazana ngokocansi, behlukunyezwa ngabazali babo abesilisa kanye labantu abasondelene nabo okumele bebavikele ezimulini abahlala kizo. Ngalokhu-ke uzulu wonke ukugqoka impahla eluhlaza okwesibhakabhaka. Sicela iziphathamandla ezifaneleyo ukuthi zithathe amanyathelo aqinileyo ekuvikeleni izingane, ikakhulu amankazana.
Ungathi uhlelo luqondane lobani njalo kulokunye yini elizakwenza mayelana lokukhankasa litshengisela insolo yokudlwengulwa kwabantwana abancane?
Uhlelo lolu luqondane lozulu wonke jikelele ukuze siphathisane njalo silimukise ekuvikeleni udlame labesifazane lamantombazane. Zabe silogatsha lwethu umtholampilo, isibhedlela sosizo lwezemthetho. Umuntu wonke ukhululekile ukuxoxisana lathi mayelana ngokuhlukunyezwa, ukuncindezela abantu besifazane. Ngosuku lokuxhasa insuku lezi sizahlanyela izithelo, izihlahla zezithelo ezishiyashiyeneyo ezizaba yisikhumbuzo sokunanzelela, ukuvikela kanye nokunakekela abantu besifazane. Uzulu wonke uyanxuswa ukuthi ahlanganele lathi sizihambisane ndawonye, sixhase omama namantombazane kusuku lezi zokuvikela ukuhlukunyezwa kwabesifazane.
Unkosikazi Laina Ndiweni ngowenhlanganiso emela amalungelo abesifazana eVeritas Women. Ubexoxa ecingweni loGainer Gumede Saidi weStudio 7. Isakhamuzi seLupane unkosazana Nokuthula Moyo ofelwe izinkomo ezilitshumi lantathu ngemva kokutshaywa ngumbane ngeviki edluleyo uthi ikusasa lakhe labantwabakhe abahlanu selibuvilibane ngoba abasela ndlela yokuziphilisa, nanku bebethembele kulezi zifuyo. Uthi inkomo lezi bezimnceda kakhulu ngoba ubethola uchago kuzo, alime ngazo, athengise izilimo, abhadalele abantwana ama-school fees, abuye abathengele ukudla lezembatho ngenzuzo ayitholayo. Umamoyo ohlala eLupane esigabeni seMbembesi 1 Resettlement Village 25B kuward 23 njalo otholakala kunombolo ezithi plus 263-771-906-014 uthi abenelisayo bengamphathisa ngezigqoko ukudla kumbe imali.
Zihlobo zami ngilahlekelwe, ngilahlekelwe izinkomo ezitshayela izulu. Zihlobo zami ngiphakathi kobunzima, ngilemuli labantwana abangu-5. Okuqala, umntana wami wokuqala akafundi, uhlala ekhaya, nguyati encedisa ukulima. Owesibili uphumele 5 last year, enzeni lo nyaka ube supplementa, so ayingakwazi ukuthi engaphuma lezi ngakhe. And then OS2 ungu-form 2, OS3 ungu-grade 4, uya ku-grade 5 next year. Okugcina ungu-ECD B next year, uya ku-grade 1. Uma ngithengisa amabele ngiyenelise ukubathengela izigqoko. Zihlobo zami, ngiphakathi kobunzima, ngicela uncedo. Ngiphakathi kobunzima engingabatshela bani. Omunye lomunye kazizwe elesihlelo, babami bebhadalelwa zinkomo, bebesenelisa ukudla, ngilima bazuze uchago. UNkulunkulu alibusise abazayenelisa ukungceda. Ngiyakhala zihlobo zami, abantu abami kumnyaka ozayo, ukuthi bazafundiswa ukuyi usizo lokuthi nje abantu abami bathole ukufunda, bathole impilo nje, ukuthi beqhubeke bephila besidla njengansuku zonke, begqoka, bethola isepa, bethola konke nje okufanele. Bengafundanga, impilo sokuyimfundo. Impilo yokuthi umntwana adle, agqoke, awatshe. Pho-ke ibhenki chile, zihlobo zami, ngitshele ibhenki. Ondingayo ngangithola enambeni +263 77, umuntu ongumama. Hhayi, angazi, angilali, angithola ibuthongo. Oyamukelayo akabusiswa, kodwa kubusisa ophayo. Ngimadolonzima, ngibuthakathaka lasemkhulekweni lokuthi ngaqonda ngaphi le misebenzi kayitholakali ukuthi ngiyedinga umsebenzi. Aluba ngabe imisebenzi yatholakala benzadinga umsebenzi, ngiyenelisa ukuthi ngisebenzele abantu abami. Pho kunzima zihlobo ukuthi ngizaqonda abantu abami, ngizabaqondisa ngaphi.
Unkosazana Nokuthula Moyo yisakhamuzi seLupane esifelwe izinkomo ezilitshumi lantathu ezitshaywe ngumbane. Ubexoxa ecingweni loSithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7. Selikubonile na okusemaphephandabeni? IHerald ithi umgcinisihlalo wekomishini ebona ngokulwisana lenkohlakalo elizweni, eZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, uNkosikazi Joyce Matanda Moyo uthi izisebenzi zemithethwandaba eziningi zikhohlakele. INews Day ithi uZulu weZimbabwe usebhekane lokukhwela mahlayana njalo kwentengo yezinto ezitshiyeneyo ngalesi sikhathi kuyiwa kukhefu lekhisimusi. Sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Selibona Studio 7. Mina ngibuya le matambeni komthelandoda, iligama engingazibiza ngalo. Ngizwa usizi kakhulu ma upresident ebize edlalisa imali kanje, enikana la ma-MP leziphathamandla zakhe imali ukuthi esibhedlela akulamithi, umgwaqo ayilungiswa, amadamu agejwa. Ithayipi kapresident enjani nje? So kunzima lokhu, kunzima lokhu. Ugawulela uzowavuma ukuthi hhayi, yabona ke iZANU PF yabheda, hhayi uzowavuma ugawule ukuthi hhayi imali yadlaliswa. Ngiyambongela ngokulo kulahleka nyani ugawule, kodwa-ke namhlanje hhayi uzowangena endleleni. Ngingelelela uPane yonke nithi H41.
Hey, Studio 7, salubana ndinjani ngapho? Siyabonga indaba ezilohlonzi. Hey, besingaba yini ngaphandle kwendaba zeqiniso, besiyoyisuthi propaganda. Siyabonga. Udaba lwami lulapha ukuthi ngiyaqala ngqangqangqa ukuvumelana nobaba uGawule. Ngiyaqala ukumuzwa naye ekhuluma ehambisana loningi ukuthi i-40,000 is too much. 40,000 US dollars. Iningi impela kakhulu. endlela yokuthi khona usale ungazi ukuthi khona bayithole kanjani laba bantu. Njalo bayiphiwa nje ngodaba lokuthi bathi khona bazoyibhadala njani nini. Ezibhedlela akunalutho, ezibhedlela akunalisi, kodwa kutholakala ukuthi abanye bathola 40,000 US dollars, abanye 500 US dollars. Imali leni lingasiza ezibhedlela kakhulu kakhulu kakhulu. Ngiyaqala ukuvumelana nobaba uGabo le mpela ushaye khona. Ngiyabonga
ntungamili Nkomo lani lonke basakazi baka Studio 7. Eish, lami ngithi ngempawulo. Yazi izanu sivulele ilizwe izanu. Ngiyamangala ngogawulela lo thuma abathona bekhulumela izanu ngani le nto eyenzile esizweni saseZimbabwe. Izanu ivulele ilizwe, ivulele umkhonomi, yabulala lemvelo nje esayiphiwa nguNkulunkulu. Ivulele izanu PF. Ngoba awubuki mabethatha leli lizwe kuSmith, uSmith wayelemthetho, kwakungalinywa duze lomfula, kwakuvikelwa imfula, kuvikelwa amadamu, kuvikelwa izilwane nje zasendle zazivikeleke. Bangena bona, nxa usaphotha izanu ungaze ubulale izinto izilwane ezilongo sikuphambili ngezanu PF awubotshwa, awulalutho lwezileyo. Yabona kwelakithi amadamu lemfula kugcwele udaka manje, abantu sebelima beze belima umfula. Bekhuleka nje ukuvikela imvelo nje sayiphiwa nguNkulunkulu for mahara, singasavala umkhonomi aleli bandla leli libuleli libi. Uyabona uSmith, umbuzo kaSmith, uSmith wayengumlungu, wayeyithanda ngcono iZimbabwe kulezayo ngoba wayevikela. Kwakusenziwa amakandiwa, kusenziwa yonke nje into yokuthi ivikele idamu. Bona bangena umnangagwala womgabe bathi abantu bezilongo bebavotela limani, akulamthetho. Kambe ilizwe linjani ngeke lingenamthetho kodwa? Ngoba nawumlandeli wezanu yenza umathanda nje, uyazenzela umathanda uyelilima ukhosa umfula ugcwala udaka amadama awayenzi. Babulela ilizwe laba bantu angazi ukuthi uthuma nogawule bayithatha njani nale into. Ngoba eZimbabwe kwempunzi edlenini nje, uyazenzela umathanda ezilong supporter izanu PF. Bebe sebevalela nje labo abangabe besapota amanye amaphathi, kodwa ezilungu support iZANU PF you can do whatever you want.
Sarubona, sarubona, ngiyabingelela abantu bakithi. Bingelela uMorris Khumlano Kongwena, ngokuzalwa ngisetholosha komati. Ngizalesi sikhathi engiso ngilapha eGoli ngokokusebenza okuphanda esemadlelweni aluhlaza. Ngingamadlela aluhlaza njengoba kithi kunzima kangaka. Hayi kakhulu sihlobo zami, siyabonga, siyathokoza kakhulu elisenzela khona ukusiphakela indaba imihla lamalanga, indaba eziyizindawo zakithi esizidinga. Siyabonga. Naloko engigqugquzela kakhulu ukuthi asambeni sevota abafisayo, ngoba lokhu okwezani lokhu kuyasihlukumeza kakhulu. Manje intoko engisagcila entweni eyodwa, ngiyayizi i-MRP inkinga yayo besingayivotela ilobandlululo, abantu be-MRP lobandlululo, abantu bakithi bandlululo lalo lukhulu linayo, ngabe likhankasa lidinga ngendlela enhle. Lokhu ukuthi libe licwasa amabandla loku lithi leli lindle leli lindlambondo kule nto ongasiza ngayo lokusabantwana basezindebeleni, lungisanda phana kube right. Uma lifuna ukuvotela livotele indlela enhle, hhayi loku ukuthi laqumisa ilizwe kwatha kwacima zonke lezi ndlambondo kungalisiza lona.
Labo bekungabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo ngeWhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli, uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Reuters ithi amasotsha kwele-Somalia alwisane labahlamuki beqembu le-Al-Shabaab abulala abangama-40 izolo. I-Reuters ithi njalo abahlamuki bakwele DRC abeqembu le-M23 bahlasele abantu makhaza babulala abangamachumi amahlanu. Amazwi alandelayo aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Ngolwezi uhulumende weMelika uphatheke emhlanganweni weKimberley Process oqhutshwa kanye ngomnyaka eGaborone kweleBotswana. IKimberley Process yinhlanganiso yamazwe omhlaba eyasungulwa ngo-2003 eletha ndawonye ababambiqhaza abachiyeneyo ngenjongo yokwenqabela ukuthengiswa kwamadayimana avela emazweni alezimpi ethengiswa ikakhulu ngamalwecatsha ukuze athole imali yokulwisana labohulumende abakhethwe nguZulu. Kumbiko oveza imbono kahulumende weMelika phezu komhlangano lo, ugatsha lweState Department luncome kakhulu eleBotswana lona elasekelwa yiyo iMelika ukuthi kube yilo elibamba lomhlangano lonyaka. IMelika ithi eleBotswana liqhuba inhlelo zokwemba ngendlela eqondileyo okwenza lamukeleke kumsebenzi wokukhuthaza ukwenjiwa kwamadayimana ngokucacileyo. EleMelika selilesikhathi liqhuqhuzela ukuthi kuqheliswe ingcazelo yamadayimana agejwa lapho kulezimpi khona ama-conflict diamonds. Umuntu wonke ogqoka kumbe osebenzisa amadayimana kumele abeke ithemba kuKimberley Process ukuthi ibe leqiniso lokuba amadayimana wonke avela lapho okuhlonitshwa khona amalungelo kaZulu. EleMelika liza qhubeka liqhuqhuzela lokho. Olunye udaba olube segudwini emhlanganweni oqhutshelwe kweleBotswana lo ngolwemithetho yalinhlanganiso esetshenziswe ngeleRussia leleBelarus ukuvimba ukukhulumisana ngomthelela obangelwa yokuhlaselwa kweleUkraine yiRussia kanye lokuthi iKimberley Process kumele iphathe njani udaba lwamadayimana avela kweleRussia. IMelika lamanye amazwe adlelana layo ayefuna ukuthi umhlangano lo uhlafune lezindaba. Umsekeli kanobhala weMelika obona ngezenotho lamabhizimusi uWhitney Bird uthe umhlaba awungeke ukhangele eceleni usekela iRussia ihlasela abantu baseUkraine okulilizwe elililunga leKimberley Process. IKimberley Process kumele ikhangelisise ukuthi iRussia iyazilandela kuhle na izimiso zalinhlanganiso ezigoqela ukuthi akulamadayimana avela elizweni elisempini amele avunyelwe ukuthengiselwa amazwe omhlaba. Lanxa ukukhulumisana ngalolu daba kwenqatshelwe, incwadi eyabhalwa nguBhedi lencwadi ezabhalwa ngamanye amazwe zafakwa kumbiko okuphetha lomhlangano. Okokugcina, ugatsha lweState Department lwaveza ukuthi eleUnited States of America liphatheke kabi ngokulwisana okuselizweni laseCentral African Republic kanye lomthelela limpi elawo ekuthengisweni kwamadayimana alo. EleMelika lathembisa ukuqhubeka likhulumisana lohulumende weCentral African Republic ukuze kubonakale ukuthi imilayo yeKimberley Process iyalandelwa lokuthi amadayimana la athengiswa ngendlela kungephulwa izimiso zalinhlanganiso. IMelika izimisele ukulondoloza ukuthengiswa kwamadayimana ngendlela eqondileyo njalo izaqhubeka isekela iKimberley Process. lawo bekungamazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Kwezenguqu abasekeli beqembu leGermany basele bewisa izimathonsi izolo ngemva kokugunyulwa kwaleli qembu emidlaleni yeFIFA World Cup lancanje linqobe iCosta Rica 4-2. IGermany yehluleke ukudlulela kuhlandla elilandelayo ele-Group of 16 ngoba ayitholanga imiklomelo eneleyo kweminye imidlalo yayo emibili. Lokhu kuphe iSpain ithuba lokudlulela phambili lancanje inqotshwe iJapan 2-1. IMorocco ibe liqembu le-Afrika elesibili ukudlulela phambili ilandela iSenegal ngemva kokunqoba iCanada. Sibuze intatheli yezemidlalo uJafet Ngwele Dube ukuthi uthini ngokuphuma kweGermany kule midlalo lancanje lingelinye labomaqhuzu kwezenguqu emhlabeni jikelele.
Izimanga Ntunga, nizimanga lezi. Ngoba nobengacabangela ukuthi iGermany yabe sibuyela ekhaya nje after first round. Besiyikhangelele njengamathimu yamanye amathimu nje azafika kufinal, kodwa hhayi, khanya kwehlule. Germany yehlule kuzwini le game yayo yokuqala idlala leJapan. I think that was the most crucial match for them. Kwathi beselanda iSpain lapho igame yabo yesibili, hhayi, kwagcina kuyi-draw ngani kwehlule ukuthi bawine. Last game week asebebuya khona sebewina, kodwa hhayi, i-World Cup nje ngamagame amathathu i-first round. Kufuna wona lawa amabili ubone la ukuthi inye yakhona uyanqoba, ngoba bamelele yokugcina, hhayi, akulanto ehambayo. Hhayi, siphumile, hhayi. Besiyikhangelele sithi kumbe izaya phambili, hhayi. Kodwa inguqu ibhora lenjalo, wathi ibhora liyagiqika. Liyagiqika kwesinye isikhathi kuyabe kuphansi, kwesinye isikhathi kuphezulu. Sithabele iJapan laphana, hhayi, ukuthi ihambile yaya phambili. Asazi ukuthi siya phambili izokwenza njani. Kodwa hhayi, ibhora lakhona kudlalwa ukutshintshana nje. IGermany siphumile, sidimana sibona amanye amaqembu ukuthi ayenza njani. Ungabuya ungabuphanga amabhutsu, ungaphakamisanga amasoksi akho, hayi, uyaphuma.
ICameroon leGhana ubona zidlala njani?
For iAfrika sekungena amaqembu amabili kuma-quarter finals, iMorocco leSenegal. Bekungaba kuhle nje ukuthi kungaba lelinye iqembu elingahamba lalo liyengena, sibe la maqembu amathathu ahambayo kuma-quarter final, kwenzeka ukuthi mhlawumbe singaba lethuba sokuthi elokuthi i-Afrika layo ebe le qembu kuma-semifinal. Amagame akusasa, hheyi, anzima lawa ngawokugcina, and wonke amaqembu nje abe sefuna ukuthi awine ukwenzela ukuthi i-position yawo laphana isiya kuma-quarter finals baphumele phezulu. Hheyi, iCameroon kunzima, idlala leBrazil. Brazil are the favorites, abakadliwa. Iyo ithimu nje ebengani consistent, iyo ithimu ebengani iyadlala. So hheyi, ukuthi iCameroon laphana ingatsha iBrazil, hhayi, angiboni. Kodwa sekumele bangene babophe siqine badlale labo, babone ukuthi kuyini abangakwenza egroundi. Ukuthi iGhana le Uruguay, ya, lakho lapho kuthambanga, iGhana akumelanga nje ixegise, akumelanga ixegise ngoba ingaxegisa nje ingatshaya. Kodwa hhayi, ngiyibona ngani lethuba. Ngiyibonile thuba lapha lokuthi ingakwanisa ukuthi inqobe i-Uruguay. Ithuba likhona, kodwa hhayi, kuyabemele babophe, akumelanga baxegise.
UJafet Ngwele Dube yintatheli yezemidlalo. Asazi-ke ukubana iyozala nkomoni iGhana idlala le Uruguay lamuhla, kuthi iCameroon yona izanqikilana le Brazil. Abanye bathi suicide le uCameroon, kanti abanye bathi hayi, isithembile layo iCameroon izamelana layo iBrazil. iSerbia inqikilana le Switzerland, kuthi iPortugal ekaRonaldo yona izanqikilana leSouth Korea. Kwanele mthwaka zomuhle likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30. Eyami impela sonto isiqalisile. Oliver lelisayo nguntungamili Nkomo Nkololokwana wamatukanduna mukhwezvivanana makamu wangu kakale mubene weekend yakanaka. Toboka.